Wolf and Luke.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, over to hockey, NHL draft in just a couple hours, actually. Coyotes picking 6th and 12th in the first round. They got a lot of picks in the first three rounds tonight and next year, or this year's draft and next year's draft as well. But Kellen Olsen in for Wolf today. They also pulled off a trade, getting a defenseman from L.A. that's going to help them right away. So this is kind of the next phase for the Coyotes, getting players that are going to help them now instead of down the line. Sean Durzi joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Sean, first of all, welcome to Phoenix. Thank you for the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
I guess let's just kind of start. You know, you playing in L.A. the last couple years, and you had really good offensively a year last year with 38 points from the blue line. What can you just kind of tell Coyotes fans about your game and how you play hockey?
Yeah, well, I was real fortunate to play my first few years in L.A. and learn from guys like Drew Doughty and Anze Kopitar, Phil Danault, guys with a little bit of experience and experience winning. You know, my game is just kind of a competitive guy who kind of brings it on and off the ice every single night, whether it's, you know, kind of getting in the mix for my teammates or, you know, sticking up for a guy or whether it's putting, you know, points up on the board when we need them. It's kind of just having that all-around game where I can impact the team kind of in a winning way. So I'm an adaptable player who's a competitive guy and wants to win.
You mentioned some of the guys you played with in L.A., with Anze Kopitar and Drew Doughty. Those are some good vets to learn from, certainly. And now you're joining a team where you're a younger guy in this league. There's a lot of younger players on this Coyotes team. Just, you know, wondering what that's like as a player to join a team where a lot of guys are kind of going through the same parts of life that you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, I kind of want to come in and try to help the team immediately, and then that, like you said, that's the next step, next phase for our team. I think it's something to be excited about, and it's something that I think Coyotes fans can look forward to, having guys who, you know, young guys getting this experience, kind of being thrown into the fire and seeing how, you know, they adapt. I think me having the experience with those guys kind of prepared me for a situation like this and kind of, you know, shows you what it takes, and you just wait for the opportunity to kind of go about it on your own. And I think in Arizona, there's a good one now and for all the young guys to step up. So it's something to be excited about for all the Coyotes fans, for myself, for all the young guys on the team, and even for, you know, the older veterans. It's an exciting group when you look at the roster, and it's an exciting time to be a Coyotes fan.
Sean, to look forward to the Coyotes, but also in the past with your 2 years with the Kings, it seems like from everything we've read that it was a crowded blue line there, and that's some of what led to you becoming available for the Coyotes to get you for that second round pick. How much did that environment help you as a young player grow with the amount of competition you guys had on that blue line?
Yeah, of course. You know, you step into a situation where you want to impact a pro league, and, you know, you look at the roster and there's a lot of guys ahead of you. It's tough to kind of stay optimistic and just wait for your opportunity. I was fortunate enough to have that through a few injuries, and, you know, I was fortunate enough to step up. And I think that's kind of the thing, being ready for an opportunity when it comes. That's how I've prepared my whole life. And it's a little bit freaky in hockey because you don't know if it'll ever come. But, I mean, that's kind of the name of the game. That's kind of how we go about it, is you work hard every single day. You wait for your opportunity, and you just got to execute. I think having that crowded blue line, that, you know, competition within the organization helps. And I think that helps any organization. So I think I was fortunate enough to have that. It's pushed me at its times. And, you know, you have a sense of pride when you know that, you know, you come out of it being a better player and, you know, being a better person. All competition is good as long as you don't shy away from it. I think that's it's really important. And it was really important for my career.
Talking to the newest Coyote defenseman, Sean Durzi, joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Sean, I know you've played against the Coyotes, so I'm just kind of wondering what your perception was of them last year, because Andre Tourney had them playing pretty tough hockey last year. And then I guess the second part is, do you already know anybody on this team? Because hockey tends to be a pretty small world.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the last few years against Coyotes, especially last season, they were a tough team to play against. You know, it has me excited to kind of go through the systems and kind of learn what they're all about. But the team played hard. Was never an easy night when you're going up against them. I think that's something to be excited about is learning the new systems, learning the way they approach the game, how they approach practice. Everything. It's an awesome time for myself and, you know, my family to kind of go through this. I know a few guys on the team, a few guys in the organization, just through past experiences, skating, you know, summer skates, things like that. But I know Barrett Hayden sent a word over to one of the guys I do treatment with over here. And, you know, having a guy like that too is an exciting player and, you know, he's only going to get better.
As far as, and you may not know this, but certainly Coyotes fans would know this, for the most part, they've just been stockpiling draft picks the last couple of years. They have not been trading them away, but they obviously saw something in you that they liked because they did trade away a second-round pick to get you. That's not something Bill Armstrong typically does. So just what does that say to you at this early stage in your career that a different team saw something? They're like, we got to have that guy on our roster.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, you know, guys, I've always had a big belief in myself and big belief in my game and what I can do. And obviously, you know, LA saw it in me for a little bit, and now obviously Bill saw something that he likes in the Coyotes organization. So that's it only gives me more confidence to kind of play my game and kind of do what I can do to help this team. It gives me more of a sense of pride, too, every single night, you know, putting my body on the line, putting myself, you know, out there at 120% and doing whatever it takes to win. So I think having that, knowing that they want me is pretty special, and you know it's important for me going forward. I mean, like I said, it gives me that confidence, you know, to do my thing, to do what I do out there, and I mean that extra sense of pride to kind of do what I do to help win.
Something you developed a reputation for in Los Angeles was quarterbacking that power play, and will certainly be a skill set the Coyotes will use with you going forward. Just how did you develop that as a young player and grow into a confident, assertive decision maker in those important moments?
Yeah, well, I really pride myself on, you know, my special teams play, whether it's power play or penalty kill. I think, you know, shot blocking and kind of killing penalties ended up being one of my favorite things, if not one of the better things I bring to the table. So that was really special. But throughout my career, on the power play, it's what I do. It's kind of my bread and butter, if you want to say it like that. But that's, you know, to me, it's a lot of fun, especially when the power play is clicking. You know, what I bring to the table is just being a power play quarterback. You got to have a sense of communication with your teammates. You got to know where guys are going to be, where they want you. And that's the biggest thing. I was fortunate enough to play power plays under some pretty good power play coaches and, you know, learn a little bit from guys I've played with, learn from coaches, and just try to take bits and pieces from everyone I've come across in my career. And it's kind of brought me to this point. But, I mean, there's, like I said, it is my bread and butter. It's what I do. It's what I love to do. I think it's really fun when a power play is clicking. And it can be really frustrating when it's not, but it's a process. And I've learned a lot throughout my hockey career as a whole, not only NHL career, but when a power play, like I said, is clicking and it's fun and I love it. So that's I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what they do in Arizona and how we can be a better team and be a better power play, you know, if I'm lucky to be on it and go from there.
Well, Sean, we appreciate your time, man. Good luck with everything this season and going forward. All right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Great to talk to you.